A review of the BBC's coverage of science has praised its high quality and accuracy, but has warned against giving free publicity to marginal opinions. The genetics professor Steve Jones was asked to carry out the study by the BBC Trust. Citing issues such as global warming, genetically modified crops and the MMR vaccine, he said there was a risk of providing false balance in the search for impartiality. The BBC has responded by announcing that it will appoint a science editor. Emma Jane Kirby reports.
Professor Steve Jones complained the corporation's science coverage sometimes suffered from what he called the nervous tick of BBC News, its commitment to always producing balanced reports with a range of opinions. In a fact-based field like science, he said, this led to reports with a false balance because it presented the views of minority groups as if they had the same weight as the scientific consensus. Professor Jones cited the BBC's past coverage of climate change as an example, saying it was no longer necessary for the organisation to give so much airtime to global warming sceptics when the debate had moved on.
Certainly 20 or 25 years ago, there was a case to be made that global warming might not be happening. Now, effectively all climate scientists in the world agree that global warming is happening. But still we have this issue that if you've got a global warming person who believes it's happening, you've got to get somebody who, on vague, unstated grounds, thinks it's all a lie and we're all corrupt and dishonest. That isn't an argument.
Angela Hastings from the BBC's governing body said the BBC accepted the need to signpost more clearly to the audience what was scientific fact and what was opinion. But she insisted dissenting voices would still be included in science stories.
One of the very dangerous roads for the BBC to go down actually would be bias by elimination, and we're very conscious of that, as is the BBC executive. So absolutely not are we saying that those voices do not deserve to be heard, but the audience deserve to understand the weight of scientific evidence and where those people are coming from.
Professor Jones said his review was largely a statement of confidence in the BBC's science coverage, adding it was astonishing in scope and remarkably accurate.